and move straight into discussion matters. Thank you for coming.
We have no discussion.
Well, admin, I mean, admin portion, sorry. And we have no discussion, yes. So we can move straight into our favorite part, scheduling.
Madam Chair, two items on consent.
Oh, sorry. Got ahead of myself. There are two items on consent for the admin agenda, and I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Daryl and Brian, for the reminder. Okay, nothing for discussion, so we'll jump down into scheduling. And the first thing I thought we should do is the work session on Glacier Ridge.
I just, Julie Prescott had some dates you threw out there, and where's she at? I was looking at next week is what I was hoping for, that Monday afternoon or Tuesday. Isn't that what we talked about, Julie? Does that work for Zach, too?
We had talked about the 24th and the 25th, and if you give me a second here, I have some times from Zach. The 24th, anytime after 11th, and anytime after 11 on the 24th, and the 25th is only open between 11 and 2:30.
I think Monday afternoon, if we can make that work with my colleagues, and I think the first work session will be kind of just to get things organized.
Well, anytime between 11 and 3 works great for me.
On the 24th?
Yes, sir.
So 1 o'clock?
That works.
Do you want to do 1:30? Because sometimes we have lunch meetings.
1:30?
Okay.
This is number 4 we're on, right?
Yep.
Yeah, October 24th?
Yes, October 24th, 1:30. Okay, very good. We're going to do the commission meetings last. Proposed legislation work session, let's do number 2 next.
Probably the sooner the better, but and we'll probably have 2 between now and mid-November, I'm thinking. So.
All right. So do we want to do we have a Petroleum Council meeting with that group on the 26th at 11. There is one item that they're kind of interested in that it might be helpful if we were able to meet that morning before. You guys, the 26th, would you be available at 9:30?
That would work for me.
Yeah, that works for me.
Alana, does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 9:30 on October 26th for number 2. Daryl, do you have proposed dates for the XLPI meeting and the meeting with the RTC?
I do have proposed dates for Excel. They have November 15th, 16th, 21, 22, 24, in December 1st. So
15th and 16th are NARUC. So those are out for me. 21, was it?
November 21st, 22nd, and 24th, December 1st.
You want to meet on Thanksgiving?
They have the list.
I don't have any meetings scheduled that day.
I do. I have a meeting with a bird.
All right, so let's limit to 21st, 22nd, or December 1st.
21st in the afternoon?
That works for me.
We have a hearing the next day, so we'll all probably be around.
Which one did you say?
21st.
21st.
And what time did you say?
1:30. Okay. All right.
Can we schedule 2 hours for those? Because it seems like we always take more than an hour.
Let's say
1 to 3.
Let's do 1:30 to 3.
Okay.
1:30 to 3.
I mean, I'm okay with 1 to 3 if we want to schedule full 2 hours. There's a lot to talk about with Excel
always.
That's true. We do. Let's do 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
Yeah. Okay. If we're done early,
which will never
happen. Bonus. All right, and then the RTCs.
Well, Commissioner, I received an email this morning, and they're looking at Tuesday, January 24th, and the reason they have that They have most of the rural telecom managers will be in town that day, and they're wondering if we could have the luncheon at the same day with them. So that'd be
usually
January
24th.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, isn't it a breakfast?
Well, they have it as a luncheon, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you say RTC, do you mean reservation telephone, or do you mean the telco guys?
Is it Dave Crothers?
This is Shane Hart.
Yeah, because for me it jumps out is that the RTC wants to talk to us about their issues on, there's a lot of issues we're working with RTC on. So if he wants to talk about specifics, we need to know, and there might be a case involved. I doubt RTC wants to just hang out with us.
Hmm. Well, I bet you we don't have the app yet. But I'm guessing then we're eventually going to get a request for that breakfast meeting with the co-ops on the 24th, because isn't that what Daryl, is that what you just said, that they're in town that day?
Yeah.
Unless Shane is the president of that group now and he's calling on behalf of the agency.
We need more.
Let me do some more clarification. Okay. I'll give Shane
a call. It's far enough advanced. We could.
I am open for a lunch meeting on the 24th.
I'm open for lunch or breakfast. So if you get that and want to schedule it, I think it would be fine with me. Are you around that day?
Well, if the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, I might be traveling that day, but I can adjust.
Yeah. You'd have a good excuse. Excused absence then.
I'd call in.
Okay, so that one's off. Let's see here. Jerry, what's the work session on Caliber Den Interconnect crude oil pipeline?
Was there a question mark after it?
No. There is in my brain. Because that was a ALJ, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I'm asking if you want a working session, really. If you don't, I think it's fine. It's a pretty routine case. Nothing came up that was
out of
the ordinary.
I don't need a work session.
I'm
you and
okay
I talked about
it. I'm getting a draft order and seeing it from there.
Okay, I'm expecting that soon.
All right.
I guess I would like to see the draft order more than a day before the meeting that it's going to be on the agenda or something.
I agree. That's always a little difficult when they're kind of really jammed together. So
can we leave it that we'll get you a draft order as soon as the ALJ gives it to us?
Yep.
And then if you want a working session, let me know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. You and I should sit down and talk, Jerry, about it for sure.
Okay.
All right. All right. There was something else I was going to ask about, but it'll come back to me. Informal hearing on the transmission line in McHenry counties, NSB 230 kV transmission line.
That's
in McHenry counties. PCNN. Oh.
Yeah, that's the Minot project, and I think that Commissioner Kalk and I were thinking that an informal would be a good chance for you to just come up to speed on that project. Good. And on the next meeting, regularly scheduled informal meeting, I think you have a meeting with Grain Dealers Association or somebody.
Grain Dealers 1:30 till 2:30, but it might take
longer. So I'm thinking if we just put this out past that, I was going to ask you if you wanted to try and tack it on the end of that, or is that getting long? You don't know how long it'll go.
I think that Grain Dealers one could go more than an hour, there's transitional issues. And
I'm not against, if it's okay with my colleagues, doing an informal. We can do that. We can do any day of the week.
About the third?
I was thinking, the third or the first, either one.
So the second is the next hearing.
Oh, you know what? The first. I'm traveling the third and the fourth, Julie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so your second is your next meeting day, right?
Right.
But November 1st, we can schedule informals. That doesn't have to be on a commission day.
Okay, yep.
So November 1st in the afternoon.
The first works.
They're not in a real hurry for this, so.
Well, what I think
the problem is our meetings are kind of goofy in November.
Yeah.
So you and I talked about, Jerry, if we don't do it sooner or later, it could be like all of a sudden it's December 10th.
Let's do it on the 1st.
You guys like the 1st?
Mm-hmm.
I do, if that works for my colleagues.
I do, too.
That's a Monday, right?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Tuesday afternoon?
Yep, 1:30?
That's fine by me.
Sure. That looks good.
And then just so my colleagues know that there will be a sighting hearing request at some point in time on that.
Yes.
So we'll, the PCNN gives them some view where we're headed, but they'll be, this is not just a PCNN.
Okay. All right, work session, PSC, okay for the case yesterday.
I just put that out there just because, once again, just getting things scheduled. I know that you'll want to review it, and just to put it in a map.
Yeah, I'd like to probably have one just because I would like a little more discussion on it. But
would that work in there on that, on the first after that? That might not.
That's fine by me.
Except that the draft. I mean, if we want their draft advocacy staff's proposed order, that's not coming in until the 4th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, we could do that, but we can still have our discussion, and then when the order comes in, based on our discussion, we can shape that order. I mean, I guess I don't envision just sitting down and going through an order saying we like, we don't like. I think this is going to be a little bit more than that. It'd be nice to get my colleagues' thoughts, because I think we'll be a lot of discussion about it. Mm. And then what we could do is we could get the draft order in, and in between Sarah and I and the discussion that we have the first, we could start shaping something and then have a discussion, you know, after the that week of the 21st maybe. But if you want...
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing the draft order personally, but first...
Well, that's fine. I would just say if we don't do it the 1st, we're back to that same scenario, then we're out to the 21st or the 23rd, which I'm fine with.
Because you're
that.
Gone that next week, right? The 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th,
yeah,
that
I'm
week.
Yeah, I'm out that week. You're out the neighborhood week. It's just bad scheduling for the two of us, the way it works.
Yeah, I am back on the 17th and 18th. I don't know if you guys...
We could... I'm available those dates, too.
17th?
It's fine with me.
Randy, you around?
Not in the afternoon. We have Lignette Research Council in the afternoon.
Well, the morning?
Morning.
10 or 11?
Yeah, that works, Sarah.
10 o'clock.
What time
yes.
do you want? 9, 10, 11?
I need to add one thing to scheduling. Okay. And can we talk about that? And I think that day might work if we can do two things in the morning. And so can we set the time after?
Sure. What's your
check
thing?
Into that? I believe within a couple of weeks, I've continued to work with Jack, and that we will have something to at least put forth good discussion points to talk about wind farm decommissioning. Rule changes. And so could we schedule a...
Don't we need to... The 10-year break, isn't that in law?
No.
No, it's our
That's
own
our
rule.
Rule. Okay.
I thought it was, too.
And there's more than that, too. But, you know, I've continued to work, and, you know, we ran into obstacles and just working on it. But I think we're pretty close to having at least an initial
okay.
proposal. So and so how would that... be if we did that on the 17th as well, and then we need to start one of them early enough to do the other.
Sure. We want to start at 9 and just go straight through to 9 to 10 and then 10 to whatever, 10 to 11 or 10 to 11:30.
Yeah, let's schedule one at 9 and one at 10.
Yeah.
And if the first one goes a little long, we'll just delay start of the second one. How's that?
Works for me.
Okay.
So the Phoenix construction at 9 and the wind farms at 10?
I was thinking the wind farm is probably less likely to go long. So I would probably do that one first.
So wind farm at 9 and Phoenix construction
yeah.
at 10. Okay.
Now, I don't know. I think you guys probably got the same invite. Mike Jones retires. There's something for him that day later.
In the evening, right?
That night on yep. the 17th.
Yeah.
Dr. Jones. Not the Indiana Jones, Dr. Jones, right. Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. All right. You might want to notice that, Daryl, the right. Mike Jones retirement. Yeah, and put that on our calendars.
Then I saw Justice Sandstrom's retirement party came through somewhere, too.
Oh, did it?
I didn't see it. In your inbox somewhere, I bet.
Okay.
Jim Deutsch has chosen a date also.
Oh, good.
Well,
when is that?
November 28th. Monday?
November what?
28th, Monday.
All right, let's get that on here. Is it going to be an evening?
No, 2 to 4. Yeah.
Okay.
God bless Jim.
Okay.
Where are we doing that?
We're going to start with the hearing room because we can't book any rooms downstairs until a week before.
Oh.
So we're going to start with the hearing room, and if we can get that room, then we will change it, and we will send out an email to all industry and everyone that it's been changed to the Pioneer Room, we're hoping for.
Okay.
But we can't, they won't let us book it except a week before.
Have you considered making that note in the original invitation that if that room is available,
yes,
it'll be moved there? Because
yes.
I'm afraid some industry people will think, well, this is, must be a pretty small thing if they're having it out there. They probably don't
yes.
want us to come from far away.
Yes,
and
okay. All right. So then we're back to commission meetings, 2017 commission meetings.
2017.
Holy moly. Okay.
Our last meeting we have scheduled is for January 4th. So that's the last meeting.
Okay.
And just in case my colleagues don't have it in their schedule, the MARC thing is in Texas, the 5th and the 6th, if you're going. It'll be kind of not so with the legislative session, but just so you have it in your queue if you want to go there. It'll be in San Antonio this year?
Yep.
Okay.
So I don't have much to just start plugging every couple of weeks and just see
right.
where it goes.
Hold on a second. Okay. So we've got the 18th then, Daryl, for January. Just somebody shout out if they see a problem. February 1st.
The 15th is Nehru. February, so we could go to the Thursday if we wanted, the 16th, to keep it in that week.
Sure, let's do that. I think it's easier.
I think just you had to stay in that routine.
I'm guessing, I don't have a legislative calendar, that the 22nd would, or 23rd would be crossover. Yeah, so the 15th, we probably should do it the week
16th,
before in case
yeah.
we might have a bunch of stuff. So the 16th.
Okay, and then the 1st of March. And 15th?
Sure.
29th?
Yeah. This is going too smooth.
April 12th?
Just a minute.
Wait, stop, slow down.
Okay, I see where I made my mistake in writing. I thought we missed one. So we're on for the 1st and the 15th of March?
And the
29th.
12th of April. I mean, we always do fine-tune these a little bit as stuff goes.
But it's nice to put them early, then we
yep.
can avoid them.
May 10th. May 24th. Then June 7th.
Yeah, it works.
When's Mark?
Not till the 18th I mean, yeah. to the 21st.
Okay, so the 21st then, yeah, there's Mark.
We can
want him to do the 22nd?
Yeah. Probably, yes, that'd be fine.
You okay with that, Randy? Thursday, the 22nd of June?
Yep.
All right. 5th of July, we usually skip that week, don't we?
You know, I make a proposal that instead of doing that meeting the 22nd of June, do it the 28th of June, and then we can jump all the way out till the
12th?
The 12th of July.
Sure.
Staff wants to take some time off before or after the 4th or whatever.
Mm-hmm. 12th of July.
And then we skip neighborhood.
Just a minute before you do the 12th of July. So we got June 28th now. Could we go to the 13th of July, the 12th? Again, I don't have the schedule, but I'm pretty sure that will be the NDTC conference.
Sure. July 13th. And then the 26th. It's good because that's late July. And then we usually let's leave August and stop there.
I had one more thought for a work session. Maybe we don't need it, but if Commissioner Crisman is successful in becoming chair of the commission, which is a big if, I don't know if we want to have the portfolio discussion at some time between now and December, or we just, I think we probably need to, if nothing else, just confirm it.
Okay.
But I don't know when that would have to be. We could do it in December, who knows, 8th.
Do we have some other things already scheduled? I sort of hate to throw that one out all on its own. Like, could we piggyback it with something?
Sure.
What if we piggyback? Oh, I guess we got scheduled for all day. We must have assumed. I was going to say the 12th at the
formal hearing.
Request hearing, but it looks like we were thinking that might take all day.
Well, the 29th of November, I show nothing, and it's a day before a commission meeting. I don't really care, I guess. But I think it would be good to have the discussion.
Do we have an informal on the 14th?
We have.
Or is it just being held?
Well, the only reason I say prior to the 14th is that's probably the motion where we would elect a new chair and assign portfolios, so then come January 4th, we got it all squared away. That's what we did the last few years. So that's when we, you know, be Julie's.
The 29th is fine with me, if you're around, Randy. Jim's retirement is the 28th from 2 to 4. We could do it before that.
I'm coming and traveling that day.
Okay.
But I'll be there for Jim's thing, but
okay,
might
so
be tight to do it before then.
Let's do the 29th then.
29th works for me.
And this is work session portfolio discussion?
I'm tied up from 10 until 1.
1:30?
Sure.
November 29th.
How much work is it for the staff to do all the stuff you have to do when we change chairs and letterhead and portfolios moving around? That gives you enough time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Anything else? We covered it all. All right.
You want to notice a personnel meeting for 11:25?
Well, yeah. Daryl, will you do that? 11:25, and then we'll sign. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you. Good night.